Opinion polls indicate a growing number of Americans turned off on the war in Iraq, but still supporting President Bush in the war against terrorism.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Perhaps that's why the president seemed to concentrate last night on linking the two, with several references to 9/11, Al-Qaeda, and Osama bin Laden. "We fight today," he said, "because terrorists want to attack our country and kill our citizens, and Iraq is where they are making their stand." What the president did not say is that Iraq has become a magnet for terrorists from all over the region only since the invasion. Nor did the president make any reference to an insurgency, although American officers have reportedly been in touch recently with representatives of the insurgents. Anyone looking for a change in policy in the half-hour speech would be disappointed. The issue of withdrawal of American troops was summed up in one pregnant sentence: "We will stay in Iraq as long as we are needed, and not a day longer." "As long as we are needed" seemed calculated to reassure the burgeoning Iraqi government, and "not a day longer" seemed directed to Americans. But there was also the suggestion of a phase-out as Iraqi forces become available. "As Iraqis stand up, we will stand down," the president said. Last night could also have been an opportunity to address revelations in the British press that the president had decided to go to war at least 8 months before the invasion. Mr. Bush did not avail himself of that opportunity. Interesting was that most major newspapers today devoted their headlines to the same passage of the president's speech. Last night he said, "Is the sacrifice worth it? It is worth it, and it is vital to the future security of our country." As of now, Americans are being asked to take that on faith. This is Daniel Shore.